From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. urges Russia to back the latest Ukraine peace effort. The White House says President Obama has spoken with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, by telephone, urging him to back the latest diplomatic effort to end the bloodshed in Ukraine. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Tuesday international sanctions over the Kremlin's involvement in backing pro-Russian separatists should move Moscow to end the conflict.
There is a clear financial interest for the Russians to start living up to commitments that they've made to de-escalate the situation in Ukraine. The reason for that is simply that the president has indicated that once Russia does begin to live up to those commitments, he's prepared to work with the international community to roll back some of the sanctions that have been so effective when it comes to imposing costs on the Russian regime.
Meanwhile, Ukraine reported rocket strikes in the eastern city of Kramatorsk killed at least 12 and wounded more than 80 others. Kyiv blames pro-Russian separatists. Niger has reportedly declared a 15-day state of emergency in the Defa region near the border with Nigeria following repeated attacks by the Islamist militant group Boko Haram. Monday, Niger voted to send hundreds of troops to join a regional force against Boko Haram that includes troops from Nigeria, Chad, Cameroon, and Benin. The insurgent group is reported to have abducted another 30 people, including 8 Cameroonian girls, and killed 7 captives in 2 bus hijackings Sunday and Monday in both Cameroon and Nigeria. Meanwhile, the ratings service Standard & Poor's warned Tuesday it could downgrade Nigeria's credit rating, citing tumbling oil prices and the Boko Haram insurgency. It says there is a 50-50 chance it will cut Nigeria's long-term rating, already at a speculative BB-. This is VOA News. Australian authorities thwarted an imminent terror attack after arresting 2 men and conducting a search of their residence in Fairfield, a suburb of Sydney.
When we did the search of the premises, a number of items were located, including a machete, a hunting knife, a homemade flag representing the proscribed terrorist organisation IS, and also a video which depicted a man talking about carrying out an attack.
New South Wales Deputy Police Commissioner Catherine Burns says the attack could have been carried out as early as Tuesday. Omar Al-Khattabi and Mohammed Kiad were taken into custody and charged with planning a terrorist act. Australia is taking part in the U.S.-led coalition targeting Islamic State militants in Iraq. It raised its terror alert level in September. The number of foreign fighters traveling to Syria and Iraq to join IS or other extremist groups continues to rise, despite months of U.S.-led airstrikes. U.S. counterterrorism officials say more than 20,000 foreign fighters from more than 90 countries have gone to the region. RAND Corporation senior political analyst Rick Brennan told VOA there's been an explosion of Islamist fighters since 2001.
And after the success of ISIS in 2014, those numbers have continued to skyrocket. And so what we're seeing today is a complete explosion of individuals who share this radical Islamist ideology, who are flowing into Syria and Iraq, fighting with ISIS because they see that as being an opportunity to be part of this great Islamic caliphate.
At least 3,400 of the foreign fighters in Syria came from Western countries, and they include over 150 U.S. citizens or residents. U.S. officials confirm 26-year-old Kayla Muller is dead. Washington says how she died is not yet known. She was kidnapped in August of 2013. The family met with reporters in Prescott, Arizona Tuesday. Lori Lynn was her aunt.
Kayla's calling was to help those who were suffering, whether in her hometown of Prescott or on the other side of the world. She has done more in her incredible 26 years than many people could ever imagine doing in their lifetime.
The Islamic State claims a Jordanian airstrike hit a building where Ms. Mueller was held in the Syrian city Raqqa, but the White House said the February 6th strike found no evidence of civilians in the area. The World Health Organization says the number of deaths from Ebola has risen to almost 9,200. That represents an increase of nearly 150 since the agency's last update 3 days ago, most in the 3 hardest-hit West African countries of Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. Meanwhile, President Obama is set to announce plans Wednesday to withdraw most of the U.S. troops assigned to battle the Ebola outbreak in West Africa to declare that the U.S. military mission there has been a success. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.